From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama embarks on the final day of his historic three-day visit to Cuba by addressing the Cuban people on state-run television. Monday, he and his Cuban counterpart Raul Castro held talks, which the U.S. leader described as frank and candid. They then met with the press. Mr. Obama acknowledged the two sides continue to have very serious differences on democracy and human rights.
As we do wherever we go around the world, I made it clear that the United States will continue to speak up on behalf of democracy, including the right of the Cuban people to decide their own future. We'll speak out on behalf of universal human rights, including freedom of speech and assembly and religion.
Mr. Castro, at times reacting testily, was questioned about Cuba's human rights record. He asked how many countries in the world comply with all human rights. None. He also denied Cuba has any political prisoners and demanded a list. Mr. Castro called for an end to the 55-year-old U.S. trade embargo and return of land now used by the U.S. as a naval base at Guantanamo Bay. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has raised alarm over the fate of elections in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Addressing the Security Council, he called for timely and credible elections. U.S. U.N. Ambassador Samantha Power expressed concern about the threats facing civil society in DRC.
Not only must ballots be cast, but individuals must be allowed to campaign for their preferred candidates and express their opinions freely. There is no excuse for the harassment and detention of peaceful activists and opposition leaders in the DRC.
She also said there is no credible reason to delay DRC elections beyond the November timetable. There are concerns that incumbent President Joseph Kabila plans to extend his rule beyond two terms. This is VOA News. The Belgian capital, Brussels, is reportedly on lockdown today after authorities declared several blasts as terrorist attacks. Several were wounded in an explosion at a subway station near the European Union's main headquarters. The subway blast occurred about an hour after two other explosions at the city's international airport are believed to have killed at least 13 and wounded dozens. They occurred days after police arrested Salah Abdeslam, the prime suspect in last November's Paris terrorist attacks. The U.S. Defense Department Monday acknowledged the presence of a U.S. Marine artillery base in northern Iraq in support of coalition forces near Makmur. Colonel Steve Warren is a Pentagon spokesman.
These Iraqi forces, along with their coalition advisors, require force protection. So we constructed a small firebase to do just that.
Firebase Bell, the first independent U.S. base of its kind in Iraq since the return of U.S. military personnel in 2014. They're helping train and advise Iraqi forces as they prepare to retake the Islamic State-held stronghold of Mosul. The revelation came following news that an IS attack on the base killed a Marine and wounded several others Saturday. Morocco is now asking the UN to close down a military liaison office in the disputed Western Sahara after dozens of UN personnel assigned to the Minurso peacekeeping mission departed amid rising tensions with Rabat. UN spokesman Farhan Haq says there's no reason for the escalation of the tensions.
The mission has been going about its work for more than a quarter of a century. It's been there to ensure a degree of stability. And even though the situation on the ground has not been one that's satisfactory to the Sahrawi people, as long as the mission has been there, there's been a lessening of tensions.
The dispute followed remarks by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who called Morocco's annexation of the former Spanish territory in 1975 an occupation. The ruling Chama Cha Mapinduzi Party in Tanzania's semi-autonomous region of Zanzibar was declared winner of Sunday's election rerun in a ballot boycotted by the opposition. The results of October's original election were annulled after the Electoral Commission cited fraud. Benin's Prime Minister Lionel Sinzou Monday conceded defeat following results of Sunday's runoff presidential ballot against businessman Patrice Talon. Preliminary results show Talon leading with 65% of the vote. The price of oil dipped slightly in Asia trading but remains above $41 a barrel. It comes as the Organization for Petroleum Exporting Countries prepares to meet in Vienna next month to discuss capping output. Tech giant Apple Monday unveiled new products, including a new smaller iPhone and a new iPad Pro with a smaller screen. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.